This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's Talk Radio Review Time. The charts from Talkers Magazine for the week of February 18th to the 22nd. Believe it or not, the last full week of the second month of 2019. But joining in the conversation, Victoria Jones from the DC Radio Company, Jennifer Horn from the DJV program, and Rich McFadden, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington at Radio America. All right, let's get started. Jennifer is here, but she doesn't have the whole hour to spend with us, so she's usually pretty good at talking about the things going on in Washington because of her other job as the morning co-host on The Answer in Los Angeles. So, Jen, the declaration of an emergency on the border is number one this week, according to Talkers Magazine. Is it really, or are they just saying that?
Well, I think that's up to opinion. I believe that it is actually an emergency. I live in the state of California, and we see stories all the time. The immigration courts are backlogged despite the Trump administration's attempt to get judges to hear more cases. They're still 800,000 cases deep. And so that, I think, constitutes an emergency in and of itself, and that doesn't even take into account the human trafficking, the drugs that are coming across the border, both at legal and illegal points, ports of entry. So I think there is an argument to be made that there is an emergency going on, but Democrats and critics of the president are trying to fight this, even some people in his own party. And the big story, I think, for the next couple of days, maybe next couple of weeks, is will the Republican Party stick with Trump or will they split? The Democrats, led by Nancy Pelosi in the House, are putting together a bill to take away the president's authority to declare this national emergency, to kind of put an injunction in place. And if that goes through the House, which it most likely will with Democratic support, it'll go to the Senate. And that's where the trouble will begin, because Republicans will be put on record to either stand with the president and the national emergency or distance themselves, which could create a fracture once again in the Republican Party, which has seen itself healing over the last several years, probably last year and a half or so after the 2016 election. So that'll be something to watch over the next couple of weeks. And of course, 16 attorneys general also filed a lawsuit trying to do a legal injunction into the president's ability to declare this national emergency.
All right, one individual story about this woman who went to Syria or into the Middle East to join ISIS, who claims to be an American citizen. The Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, says you can forget about coming back here. You aren't a citizen. You're not entitled to come back here. Hello, what have you been doing with the last few years of your life? So you can kiss your butt goodbye, lady. At least as far as America is concerned. I don't think people, no matter what side they're on, find fault with this. Am I right? How do you find fault with it in the first place?
I think she was committed to ISIS. She married, I think, three different ISIS fighters. And now she said, well, I made a mistake. No, different times. And then one of them ultimately fathered a child with her. But I think now she says, I made the mistake, and now I was fighting terror on the wrong side. I want to come back.
Too bad.
I can't imagine how you let her come back.
Too bad.
You know, it's not like you declared allegiance to the wrong college football team. This is ISIS.
Well, and it's also the
there's no coming back.
The threats that she made and the tweets that she sent were just outrageous. I mean, she called for just bloody murder of American troops. You can't just go, oh, I changed my mind. I don't really think that way anymore.
It takes a lot of balsam to do that, though, Richie.
Yeah, absolutely it does.
Right. So, and it's easy to fight this, I think, legally. I think the Trump administration is going to be right here because she doesn't even have a U.S. passport. So whether or not you can argue she's
internationalized, she doesn't have
a passport.
Yeah. Is the system that fakaka that somebody that other people have come in?
She thinks she's a citizen, and her dad says she had a passport, said she had two passports and a birth certificate. But, you know, she's the daughter of a diplomat, and they say the rules mean that she's not a citizen. So however she got the passports or whether she really did or not.
All right, Victoria Jones, you've been quiet on this. What do you think?
Oh, she's gone and get coffee. She'll be back.
Oh, she has. Okay, all right. That's good. Nice to know. Okay, next up here, Jennifer, the Trump investigation coming to an end, number two this week on the countdown. There are 10 things on the item list. Number two is what appears to be the swan song for Mr. Mueller. Is it really going to be the end of the road?
We can hope. It's been a little too much. It won't be the end of the road. It might be the end of Mueller. CNN reported this last week that the end of the investigation was near, that Robert Mueller will turn in his report sometime in the coming week. And this is pretty consistent with other reporting. NBC said that he would be done by mid-February. I think there are a lot of media outlets who think that this is coming to an end. And you can tell because they've been asking Democrats like Adam Schiff, who heads up the Intelligence Committee in the House and who is my congressman in California. They asked him this past Sunday on, I think it was on ABC, or maybe the State of the Union on CNN. They said, if this Mueller report is coming out, are you going to accept the results? And his answer was basically no. And so I think you're going to see this report not being the end of investigations, if anything.
Right,
it'll probably be the beginning of some. But, you know, what's interesting is I think a lot of people think that the report's going to be dropped on them. And truly what happens is that the report's given to the new Attorney General, William Barr, who will present a summary to the House and the Senate. That's when the leaks will start about what's in it. And you can probably imagine, you know, I can't imagine anything new and earth-shaking that we don't already know about. I think if there was something so dramatic, it would have probably already been leaked. But people will be looking to see why Mueller didn't indict President Trump, the reasons for that. So that'll be the big piece of interest.
Nothing to
or he may think that you can't indict a sitting president, and that's what people are going to be looking for.
Mm-hmm. Well, Schiff, happy to spend more American dollars. All right, Victoria, you want to weigh in on this?
Yes. Well, there's quite a big line of thinking that the Mueller report may well be a roadmap that would naturally lead to further investigations by Congress, which is charged with oversight. So if they feel that there are reasons for them to do that, they might do that. Mueller may well feel that he cannot indict a sitting president. That's quite likely that he does feel that. We don't know what he thinks or feels because Mueller hasn't leaked. I mean, there have not been leaks.
So then why are we
Mueller
speculating?
Mueller is not a leaker.
Why are we bothering
speculating? Because that's what we do. We're like that. We're like that. But one thing we can talk about, a couple of things that have happened. One very interesting thing that came out from Andrew McCabe that has not been who was the former acting director of the FBI who has a new book out, who appeared on the Today Show on Tuesday this week. He said for the first time that he told the Gang of Eight, who are the eight most senior members of Congress, he said, including Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan, that the FBI opened a counterintelligence investigation into President Trump after the firing of James Comey, and he said that none of them even tried to object. Now, what is interesting about that is that none of them, subsequent to Andrew McCabe saying that on the Today Show, has said in the several days following that, yes, we did try to object. Nobody has said that. So I think we can take it from that is accurate. Because they did not try to object.
It's no surprise. The only name that surprises me on this list of the Gang of Eight that didn't object to that is Devin Nunes, because Devin Nunes has been kind of out in front of this. He was the one that even got the information about this deep state and the spying and started this whole FISA investigation. People called him a conspiracy theorist, but it turned out to be absolutely true what he brought to light. But it surprises me that he would let that go. Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan doesn't surprise me so much. I mean, if we're talking about swamp dwellers, I think there are two that have been living there for a while.
The fascinating story of the week, of course, is Trump friend Roger Stone, who of course is a longtime Republican operative who appeared in court on Thursday about an Instagram post of a federal judge with what appeared to be an image of crosshairs in the corner, which everybody knows was an image of crosshairs, even though he later tried to claim it was a Celtic cross and then said it was an occult symbol, and appeared in court saying under oath, well, yes, he'd looked at the photo before he posted it and said a volunteer had chosen it, and then said, well, he picked out the photo from a group of several provided to him by a volunteer he couldn't name. These were volunteers he worked with only 4 days before. And the judge, Amy Berman Jackson, was having absolutely none of this, as like said, this is not baseball, there will be no third chance, basically saying, if you cannot abide by this, I'll be forced to change your surroundings so you have no temptations.
All right, well, I think he's needs some psychological help as much as anything else. I always thought there was something wrong with him. I have thought that for a number of years. The guy presents himself as a buffoon, and he is, but there's something deeper to his. It's kind of like the, we'll talk about this Jesse Smollett case later on, same thing with him. He needs some attention, some psychological attention. This is the Talk Radio Review at 17 past the hour. If you're ready to jumpstart your weight loss program, you've tried a couple of things since the first of the year. You went to join the gym and you found that boring or too much work. And then you went on one of the weight loss programs, Jenny Craig, Weight Watchers. And yeah, it takes the weight off, but as soon as you stop, weight comes right back again. Would you like a solution to your weight problem? I think you might be interested in knowing how to lose weight, feel great, and keep the weight off. The way to do that is to use Calitrin. Calitrin is a family company, been around for 30 years, helping people in a healthy way lose the weight. What happens with the main ingredient of Calitrin, as it is collagen, your body's number one protein? You need that, but you stop making it, so you need to supplement it once you get into your 30s and 40s. So supplementing with this not only helps you lose weight, it also gives you joint support, because collagen is all about your joints and that sort of thing. Good for your, what ails you, if you have got acid reflux, collagen's great for that as well. So let's get to the bottom line here. Toploss.com is their website for Calitrin. You can go there right now and use the code DJV and get a 90-day supply of Calitrin at the regular price, another 90 days free. This happens from now to the end of the month. Go to toploss.com, get in on this program, lose the weight, and then keep it off, maintain your weight, no adverse effects whatsoever, 90-day supply plus a 90-day supply. You pay for one, get two. Use the code DJV, lose the weight guaranteed, by ordering at toploss.com.
Exercising, making smart food choices, and getting enough sleep are all ways to take care of your body every single day as you age. Now there is an easy way to help take care of your brain, too, by adding Prevagen, a proven brain health supplement, to your daily routine. In a clinical trial, taking one Prevagen a day has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
No one ever said, give it a bit. No one ever said, give it less. We say, give it everything. The world wasn't built by half measures, by the half-hearted. So when we set out to build our boldest SUV ever, we didn't hold anything back. Introducing the all-new Telluride. Kia, give it everything. Expected spring 2019 in limited quantities.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time now to continue with our overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio with our panel, Victoria Jones here from the DC Radio Company. Rich McFadden is here from Radio America. Doug Steppen from the DJV program and a cast of thousands from other programs that I do. The list goes on and on and on. This is one of the programs I'm most proud of, though, and I've been doing for a long time, working with Michael Harrison on the Countdown and working here to kind of get to our two cents worth in things that you've all been thinking, hopefully we're saying when it comes to these top stories, the top 10. Number 10, let me just go through the list. I never do this, and I always think at the end of the hour, okay, why didn't I do that? So the sports talk radio stuff at number 10, NCAA hoops action. I thought it was pretty interesting this week, the story about referees fixing basketball games and how that happens or has happened. And
what a shock.
And the question that I have, though, is why should they go to jail? Why is the government involved in this at all? I don't see if this is an interleague,
gambling, sport racketeering
problem,
because it's all done because of gambling. It's not done.
It's very naughty.
Well, there you have it.
I guess that sums that up pretty well. All right, number nine.
It's the mob, basically. Yeah. And Vegas, yeah, the Vegas mob working it.
Yeah, great. So the
can we add the shoe splitting incident?
Oh my goodness!
Big. That even got my attention.
Did you see, Doug, a college basketball player had a shoe, a Nike shoe, blow out on him like Wednesday or something.
I didn't see that, really.
And he ended up hurting his knee because of it. He went down hard and hurt his knee. Nike stock has dropped. They've lost like $1 billion
in
stock because of this incident since Wednesday.
Good Lord.
It's like a freakoid thing. It's never going to happen again. And so embarrassing for him. President Obama's sitting right there.
Really? In his new outfit? Did you see the president's new outfit? The president's got a new outfit. It kind of been touted for having a new outfit.
I don't keep up on the...
He has a new look.
I don't know what the president was wearing.
But the styles of the
leather
presidents.
It's kind of leathery.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. All right, number nine is the continuing saga of this whole business of what the Washington Post printed about what happened in Covington and this kid. Does anybody really understand the nuance here, really and truly? This is something I think that's been overreported and isn't. It hasn't been oversimplified. It's just been overreported. And that happens a lot.
The kid feels dissed, so he wants multi-million dollars.
Yeah, $215 million or something. Well,
I would go after them. I mean, look at what happened here. Basically, every major media outlet in the country created this narrative that this kid was some MAGA racist and taunting an Indian elder, where, in fact, everybody had to admit a week later it wasn't the fact at all, that he was just sitting there waiting for his bus, and the craziness that was going on around them came to them because they had the hats on and taunted them. I would absolutely go after the Washington Post, and I would sue for $1 billion to try and shut that rag down.
Yeah.
I think all right. The truth is somewhere in between what was originally reported and how Richie just stated it. I think the truth is somewhere
we know
between.
One thing.
I think a trial.
The truth isn't what they reported.
Yeah,
at all.
How they reported. Back to the truth or facts. Speaking of buses, school bus driver crashed late in the week after a drug overdose while he was driving the school bus in Newark, New Jersey. I always love that those things, the crazy. And stuff. Where do they find? I used to be in the school bus business.
That is seems to me is that it's more serious than the damage that was done to this student.
Yeah, that's kind of why I brought it up, Victoria. 28 after the hour on the Talk Radio Review.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Detoxify, lose weight, and restore balance to your body by simply drinking tea. Surprised? Dr. Miller's Holy Tea can help you feel better and even lose weight. Because Holy Tea is a unique herbal tea blend of all natural ingredients specially formulated by Dr. Bill Miller. Call this number, 888-660-7039, or click drmillersclinic.com. Take the first step toward better health. Drink tea from Dr. Miller's Clinic.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The House is expected to vote on Tuesday on a resolution that would overturn President Trump's declaration of a national emergency along the southern border. The president promises to veto it. R. Kelly has been indicted in Chicago and charged with 10 counts of aggravated sexual abuse involving multiple victims, including at least three who were underage. Attorney Michael Avenatti says Kelly's handlers should also face charges.
These agents, these attorneys, and these managers, they looked the other way while these young girls were taken advantage of instead of doing the right thing.
Robert Kraft, owner of the New England Patriots, faces charges of soliciting a prostitute after he was videotaped by hidden police cameras twice in a Florida massage parlor. 77-year-old Kraft denies any wrongdoing. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The business of talk radio in the focus here. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Victoria Jones from the D.C. Radio Company and Rich McFadden, also in D.C. at Radio America, going through the big stories of the week according to Talkers Magazine. You can find this list published at talkers.com. And there's a list of people also, top 10. I'm going to just run through that list quickly, and then we'll go back to our list. I always want to go through it, and then I stop on some of them. Nick Sandman is number 10. Jeff Bezos, 9. Vladimir Putin is 8 on the list. Laura Logan is number 7. Bernie Sanders, 6. Jesse Smollett is 5. Robert Mueller is 4. Oh, my God. Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez, just go away, will you please?
Never. She's a dude. She number is 3. A superstar now. She is here forever.
Yeah, good for her. Nancy Pelosi and Donald Trump. I asked on the air this week, Victoria, whether or not Nancy Pelosi had work done on her, and I was soundly criticized by my 3 female colleagues on the DJV show for asking a sexist question. Would you ask the question if Donald Trump had
Mitch McConnell
on his face? Yeah, I don't think it's a sexist question at all.
I think we can answer that question about Mitch McConnell, actually, Richie.
He should, but he hasn't.
That's the answer. But with Donald Trump,
she likes that.
I think we know the answer with Donald Trump.
But the answer is?
Oh, yes. She thinks yes. Yeah.
Really?
No, because if you read some of the accounts of his breakup with his first wife, there are references in it to
really?
Him.
Huh.
Yeah.
I think most of the time men who get work done on their faces, it is really bad. They come out of it. I don't know why it is with men that come out so much worse. Robert Redford's an example. There are a number of people that we all know, faces have changed literally because of the work they had done. However, that's not on the list of the top 10 stories, so let's get back to that. The Amazon.
I have one other thing that's not on the list because I'm so upset I can't speak.
Really?
Botswana is thinking of hunting elephants for pet food.
Good.
That's it. I've said it.
Make sure we stay away from Botswana then. That would be a good reason not to go. I think there is. I read a story in National Geographic on the plane a week or so ago
No, we're not talking about it. Let's move on.
Yeah, no, we are going to talk about it for a minute. Push my button. The National Geographic story focused on all the Americans who go over to hunt these big game. Botswana is one of them. And some of the other places where they go. And there was a picture of a man who lived in Virginia, Richie.
With the baby elephant.
Who had 100 stuffed animals in his house. Giraffes, tigers, lions, cougars, all kinds of stuff that he was proud to say he killed. I don't get anybody...
In the back of a truck that can do 70 miles an hour if they need to get away,
With
a gun from...
This is what upset me when I saw that astonishing picture of the Black Panther that they hadn't photographed or seen for 100 years. I saw this, you know, we saw these amazing pictures last week. I was so thrilled to see the pictures of this Black Panther, and then I immediately thought, oh, my God, these awful hunters are now going to want to go and kill it.
Yeah.
Well, I saw a picture last week of a guy with a baby elephant. How do you kill a baby elephant?
I'm not listening to this. I'm a bad dude, man.
Look at this elephant I killed. Look, a little teeny Dumbo.
Come on, these people.
Hey, if you're going to hunt, you better eat it. That's my only rule.
If you're
going to
hunt, you better arm the animal.
The animals are armed, but if you're in the back of a pickup truck and you have some tour guide and the animals are trapped within a 100-acre farm...
I think you should just give the animals guns and bombs.
Hunting is a great thing. Trophy hunting, not so much.
All right, let's keep moving here. Number 8 on the countdown list is the Amazon breakup with New York City, and that's why the aforementioned Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez is in the focus, because she, as immature and naive as she is, thinks this is a big victory for New York. It may be for
this
some
could
people.
This hurt the Democrats badly.
Yeah.
This because is not... how do you campaign on, we support job growth, and we are the party that will help grow jobs, and at the same time telling Amazon we don't want you and take your 25,000 jobs?
Well, that's what Ocasio-Cortez is going to, until she grows up and loses the naivete streak of a 27-year-old, until she's going to continue to trip on her tongue because of things that you, just exactly what you said, Richie, not thinking about what the long-term impact is of these actions. So, and there's a lot, there were reasons not to do it, for sure. There were some good reasons not to do it. That
it was a 9-to-1 financial win.
Yeah.
For the $3 billion it was going to cost them, they were going to get $27 billion back.
Yep. There you go. Number 7. Yeah. Pukin Putin is threatening the U.S. Like, hello, what planet are you on, pal? If we have more threats to Russia from Europe, he's going to not feel bad about using missiles. What a jerk. All he does is talk. And
this is what happens when you end nuclear deals.
Yeah.
Hello?
Wow.
I mean, you have a nuclear deal, you end a nuclear deal, then all bets are off.
But the nuclear deal was over before it really even started. That's the whole problem.
Nobody paid any attention to it. Those guys weren't paying any attention to it any more than the Iranians.
Right, even we didn't pay any attention to
it. We made with them. Yeah, none.
And by the way, Mueller handed over uranium to the Russians. I read it on the internet yesterday.
And so
Victoria confirmed
it.
It is. A story confirmed.
The story's out there. And it's part true.
Number 6, which in my mind, this is the most important story of the week. I'm not a Talkers magazine. I don't make the decisions. I'm just telling you from my perspective, this whole Catholic Church thing, which has been going on as long as there have been Catholic priests around, you can go back to the whole organization. What a bunch of thieves. They've been stealing everything, including virginity from young boys. But you go back to when they first started in the 2nd, 3rd century, they stole Jesus, basically, who was not a... If he came back to earth, the first thing he'd do is go to a synagogue because he was a Jew. So, that's the Catholics claim him for their own, and they steal all of the pagan holidays and create this religion based on pomp and circumstance. Meanwhile, they got $5 billion worth of treasures under the Vatican. At least I hand it to the Pope. although it was a guffaw when it came to Bernard Law and his funeral. The Pope is, I still think, probably the best all-around leader that we have in the world today, and he's the first one of these guys to actually deal with what the problem is, whether he can solve it or not.
Well, he sees that the church is no more if they don't do something about
right.
it.
It is.
They're basically
right.
backed into a corner.
Yeah.
By the way, I'm naming my, me and some guys in the neighborhood have a little, you know, thing we call quote-unquote band. I'm naming my band Stealing Jesus now. Thank you.
Good for you, Rick.
Yeah. Good name.
Yeah.
So
yep.
it's not just little boys, you know, it's little girls too. And,
yeah.
you know, we're now getting all these stories coming out that we didn't really know much about before. Well, we'd sort of guessed, but now we're hearing about them, about the raping of nuns by priests.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, I tell you, Richie knows this story. I don't know if you do, Victoria. You and I have known each other for a long time. I don't know if I ever told you the story. My one and only wife had been a nun for 5 years when she came out of the convent. First person she met was me, and we got married 3 months later. She had had an affair with a priest, who still is a priest. Matter of fact, he runs a very important part of the Catholic Church. I'm going to tell you what the division is, but he's still there. And, it was sort of part of what went on. It's an unnatural state. Men and women together are going to want to get together. And for whatever reason, somebody way back when said, well, we have to, because Jesus was celibate, the priest said, Jesus wasn't celibate. So,
you don't know that. Maybe
baloney.
Was. And there's nothing wrong intrinsically with voluntary celibacy.
Voluntary, yeah. Voluntary.
Exactly.
You don't have to be a priest. You can volunteer with the priesthood knowing that you have to be celibate. Yes. That's like the NFL now. When they sign players, they know they're going to get the crap kicked out of them. So don't complain later on about you got a brain problem. You are signing on the dotted line for X number of dollars, and part of the deal is you get the crap kicked out of you. But that doesn't mean that kids who are in junior high school and high school playing football know that. And the same thing is true here. Some of these kids, the altar boys, they didn't sign up for that.
No, they didn't sign up for anything.
No. All right. 44 after the hour. I want to leave a great impression on people. The smile that you have. Victoria's got a great smile. Richie's got a great smile. Power Swabs will ensure you have a great smile as well. Power Swabs, developed by a dentist, used to use it in his office, had such fabulous luck with it that he started making it available to other dentists, and they bought it, and they were using it, charging their customers $1,000 for a nice white teeth routine. Well, Dr. Ginniger said, you know what, I think I'll make this available to the general public. So that's where Power Swabs came from. Clinically studied, uses a natural patented tooth detergent and a whitening agent to lighten your teeth. Get rid of those ugly yellow teeth. You've been smoking, drinking, coffee, tea, wine, all that stuff. Let's not use the messy strips or trays. Let's use Power Swabs. Snap the tube, take the Q-tip, put it on your teeth, and 5 minutes later, you'll see the difference. And just keep doing it. Every 5, 6, 7 days, 10, 12 times, you will really notice the difference. Power Swabs, 800-208-1797. That's the only way to get them. Use the DJV code, and they will charge you half of what normally people pay for the retail value of Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Kind of a twist on reality with other advertisers. You don't go online. You don't have any special. There's nothing that you can do other than make a phone call and order these things directly. 800-208-1797 for Power Swabs. Get the whitest teeth possible and save money. 50% of the retail price by using the code DJV. Talk Radio Countdown with the stories from Talkers Magazine Top 10, and we'll go through them if you like. At number 10, Sports Talk Radio, the NBA, the NCAA, what's going on as the fruit leagues get started. Major baseball games this weekend for the first time. It's spring training. Number nine, the Covington Catholic family suing Washington Post. Not going to get anywhere with that, but it's interesting conversation. The breakup of Amazon and their relationship with York City. Number eight. Number seven, Pukin Putin threatens the U.S. Number six, the continuing focus on the Catholic Church and all those abuse scandals. Number five, the Laura Logan journalism criticism story. Number four, Jesse Smollett. Number three, the Democratic hopefuls and all the money that's being raised by Bernie Sanders. Number two, the investigation. And number one, the border wall emergency. That's it. Top 10 stories from Talkers Magazine on the countdown.
Do you think you can lose fat cells without dieting? Science says the answer is yes. It's not about a fast process, but when you give your body back what it needs, you can lose weight without having to diet. Calitrin is specially formulated to do exactly that and proven for healthy and safe weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin. So far I've lost 35 and 3/4 inches, and I've lost 45 pounds.
My name is Judy. I live in Newburg, Indiana. I've lost 21 pounds on Calitran. I really like it.
I had exercised and nothing made a difference. So I got the Calitran and I tried it and was amazed at how well Calitran really works. And it also took my hot flashes away. So it's been wonderful. I am happy.
Give your body back what it needs with Calitran. Check it out online at TopLoss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS for Calitran's big sale. Again, that's 833-TOP-LOSS or TopLoss.com.
Make 2019 your best year yet. Start out with a great night's sleep. It's my plan. What about your plan? How often do you hear complaints about how hard it is to get a good night's sleep? Change the way you sleep forever with MyPillow. MyPillow, made right here in the USA, 100% machine washable and dryable cotton. They come with a 10-year warranty. You have nothing to lose after a good night's sleep. So let's get on the horn here. Or better yet, go online to MyPillow.com. Get four MyPillows, four for half the price. Two premium MyPillows, two go-anywhere pillows, plus free shipping. The money-back guarantee extends till March 1st. So, with nothing to lose, go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. That's promo code DJV at MyPillow.com. And get these fabulous pillows for a great night's rest. Start the new year out right by getting great rest, courtesy of the pillows from MyPillow.com. Top 10 people, the list here is, it's always interesting. Some of these names you may or may not recognize as part of important stories. Number 10 on the countdown this week on the people list from Talkers Magazine, Nick Sandman. Number 9 is Jeff Bezos. Bad Vlad Pukin Putin, number 8. Lara Logan, the reporter, number 7. Bernie Sanders, number 6, when he raised $4 million this week when he announced he was going to run. Jesse Smollett, sad sack. Man, that's a tough story. Number 5. Robert Mueller is number 4 on the list. Alexandria Cortez, what's her face? AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Nancy Pelosi is number 2 on the list, and number 1 is Donald Trump. That's the people list, the official list from Talkers Magazine here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. All right, a couple of other things here. The aforementioned Jesse Smollett case is number 4. I don't want to waste any more time on that on the countdown
I haven't had my chance. Come on.
This guy needs
the guy ruined it for everybody. Psychoid. Is mad at him. Everybody. Yeah. Everybody, what's your face said it perfectly. You just ruined Black History Month.
Empire.
No,
Black History Empire.
I mean, he ruined it for everybody's mad at him.
He's an egomaniac and he needs psychological help.
He does need psychological help. Well, it's all about him. It's all he wanted to do was bring attention to himself. So he has hurt African Americans in the case, and he's got white Americans mad. It's just everybody's mad at the dude.
Everybody's mad at him, and he should be prosecuted to the full extent of the law.
He needs to also have psychological help. That's what he needs more than anything else. All right,
good program in prison.
No, they don't. As a matter of fact, they have terrible programs in prison.
I know they don't.
number three on the countdown list this week. The hopefuls running for president, the list gets longer and longer and longer.
Bernie!
I love it. Vote for me, right? Victoria for president!
I'm going to donate to Bernie's campaign just for fun.
Bernie, are you really? That'd be good.
Absolutely.
Bernie for president.
How many are there now? Are we in 23 figures yet?
23. It's 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's now 53 after the hour. Time for us to review the top five tech stories of the week for your listening and dancing pleasure. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, starting at number five, working to number one on the list of the hot stories. The word love. What did we find out about the word love in dating profiles, Victoria?
Well, the word love is pretty powerful, and, you know, our lives are becoming more and more governed by algorithms. Everything we do on social media is run pretty much by an algorithm. Dating websites are even more so. Everything is based on the algorithm. And it turns out algorithms respond really well to the word love. So they say, this is according to scientific research, that you should follow a 70-30 rule on your dating profile. 70% should be about you. 30% should be what you're looking for in a partner. And you should also talk about music you like, things that you love doing, you know, if you like cooking, your hobbies, things like that. And you should use the L word. Men and women who use the words love, romance, or romantic, or other synonyms similar to that, have more success online, especially if you use the word love. That's the one that the algorithm picks up. So if you say, I love my friends, I love my family, things like that. And, of course, the other L word, don't lie in your profile about anything, because that always comes back to haunt you. And so the best way, they say, to deal with these dating algorithms is a practice called the optimal stopping theory. What this means is, if you're going through 100 dating profiles, reject the first 37%, then select the next person who's better than everybody else that you've come across so far, and that actually puts you in a new algorithm that gives you the highest odds of finding your best option without wasting too much time. So there is a science to online dating.
Number four this week is a focus on Twitter and an option when it comes to some of those old tweets of yours.
Yeah, this is becoming more and more of an issue, especially in light of the Jussie Smollett comments that people have made in support or against him as this whole week has gone on and unfolded. Twitter doesn't have an edit button, which is the number one complaint people have about Twitter. And so you either leave if you make a spelling mistake, or if something you write gets taken out of context, you're either stuck with it or you delete it altogether. And so the CEO of Twitter, Jack Dorsey, says that Twitter's thinking about some kind of feature that would let people go back and add a clarification or an annotation to the old tweets. Now, we think about Kevin Hart. His old tweets have really taken a hit on his career. He's no longer hosting the Oscars because of old tweets. And so many celebrities have fallen victim to this. And so Twitter is trying to figure out if there is a proper way that you can go back and add context to your old tweets and perhaps show in some way how you've grown or changed since whatever offensive tweet that you put out there. So I think it would be a good thing. It's still complicated, but something should definitely be done with an editing feature.
All right, next up on the Hit Parade here, getting closer to number one. Number three is something new that's being tested by Instagram.
Yep, Instagram wants to help you make donations to your favorite charities, and they've added, they're working on a potential donation button that will be featured in the Stories feature on Instagram, and this will be similar to what Facebook offers with its fundraising and donation tools for charity or personal reasons. It's another way that social media is connecting to charities, which I think is great, and this makes it easier for people to donate to a select group of vetted charities that Instagram will be in charge of, and so I think it's a nice way to help spread the word for good causes.
Number two, Gmail redesigning.
Yeah, a lot of people are not happy with this redesign. Gmail did a big redesign. They cleaned the whole thing up. They made it very stark looking. They took out most of, if not all, of the color. It's all white now. A lot of people say it's way too bright when you open up the Gmail app. It is available for all Android users right now, and so a lot of people are saying that it's just too much, it's too bright, and they need to turn their screens down, which is not great, and that certainly makes it very clunky.
Clunky. Number one, Samsung and the Galaxy Buds. Inexpensive, huh?
Well, it's cheaper than the Apple AirPods, for sure. Samsung had a really big week. They have a lot of buzz. They have a folding new cell phone, smartphone, that you can, if you want to open it up, it doubles the size of the screen. It's very cool. It's sort of being called the new flip phone. So, Doug, you might be intrigued by that because you love
flip phones. We love those.
But the coolest thing that they came out with this week are the Galaxy Buds. Now, these are completely wireless earbuds. They're $129 as opposed to Apple's $150, and they will be on sale starting March 8th. They are completely wireless. You can actually just plop them onto a wireless charger, and they have a longer battery life, and apparently they're even more comfortable in your ears than the Apple AirPods, which a lot of people have complained about, too.
All right, so that's a good note to communicate. Especially when you're on a plane, those things are important to have. Keep the other noise out of the screaming kids behind you. Oof. 59 past the hour. Thank you, Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.